Okay, next subtopic here on the baptism counseling is should I be baptized and how do I know when I'm ready? You know, this was an issue that my father asked again and again and again, and he put off baptism until almost at the end of his life. I think he had been diagnosed. I think he actually had been made the decision to be baptized, but shortly after that, he found out he had cancer. Cancer of the pancreas, and he didn't live very long after that. But I, you know, and he always used this, you know, well, how do I know when I'm ready? How do I know when I'm ready? Well, you know, I don't know if you can ever actually get to the point where you are ready to be baptized. I mean, that's not the point. The only thing you can do is surrender to the calling of God. You'll never be ready as far as that, or worthy, or anything like that. If you have been given a conviction of your sin, and let me say something. You got to hear a message. You do have to hear something that stirs your conscience, wakes up your conscience. You know, much of the pablum that you hear in mainstream religion, that would never encourage baptism, not in a million years. But you have to be challenged. You have to be told you're wrong. You have to hear a message that convicts you of sin. And I'm sorry, that message is just not out there very much. You're just not going to hear it in what I call churchianity, going to church. And basically, you're going to hear a feel-good message, a pep rally that makes you feel good about yourself, and that's it. So, you know, should I be baptized? If you've been given a conviction of sin, something you are now made aware that your life just isn't right. You're headed toward destruction. You've been convicted that you need to do something. You know, chances are God is working with you in that area. And as far as being ready, you know, I wouldn't worry about being ready because you're never going to be ready to be baptized. The point is, here's what I found with, you know, should I be baptized, that question that I ask. The point was I couldn't get away from it. I tried to get away from it. I tried to dismiss some of the things that God was showing me, some of the convictions that God was convicting me of. I tried to dismiss the law of God. I didn't really want to be religious. I didn't. I'm not crazy about religious people. And so I tried to weasel my way out of this calling. And what I found is I couldn't get away from it. I mean, every turn I made, there was hitting me in the face. I knew I had to answer the call. And you know, when you get to that point, it is no use in putting it off. It's just no use in putting it off. You're not going to be able to run away with it. Now, you know, now I do believe that there is a window of opportunity that God gives us. And if you keep thumbing your nose up at God and you keep showing God that you're not interested and trying to get out from under this conviction, he'll let you do that. But for the most part, the calling of God is something that when you realize it, you're going to have to answer that call, and you're going to have to go and just knuckle under and go ahead and get it over with. And, you know, from that point, God takes over. Once you receive the Spirit of God, God begins you do receive a power that helps you, and an enabling power that sort of leads you, guides you, carries you along, and you got to have that. So, should I be baptized, and how do I know when it's the right time? Look at your heart. Look at your conviction. Look at what God is doing in your life. If he's putting the screws down tighter and tighter, you're going to have to answer that calling. You're going to have to go ahead and make that decision to be baptized.